From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The U.S. Coast Guard says crews in the Gulf of Mexico have capped one of three leaks at that damaged well off Louisiana's coastline. However, officials say it's not enough progress to slow the flow of oil into the Gulf, estimated at more than 200,000 gallons a day. Meanwhile, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports there are questions on Capitol Hill about how oil companies are responding to the spill.
Top executives from BP, Halliburton, and Transocean Limited held a closed-door briefing with members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Joe Barton of Texas is the top Republican on the committee and a big supporter of domestic oil companies. But, he said,
I have concerns in this particular case about the attention to safety, the attention to maintenance, the attention to using best available control technology, and best monitoring practices.
Barton and several top Democrats plan a trip to the Gulf later this week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Airlines are going to be told to check their updated no-fly lists more frequently following the arrest of the man accused of trying to blow up an SUV in New York's Times Square. The Department of Homeland Security says Faisal Shahzad was picked up by FBI agents and New York police after boarding a flight for Dubai at JFK Airport. Officials say Emirates Airlines had not checked its updated no-fly list. The new requirement calls for checks within 2 hours of being told of changes. Meanwhile, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty says American Muslim leaders quickly rallied to say they were appalled by what has transpired and that Shahzad was not known in their community.
It took only a few hours after Faisal Shahzad was arrested for Muslim leaders to roundly condemn the suspect, noting that he was innocent until proven guilty. Nihad Awad, executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says he welcomes the arrest and repudiates any acts of violence.
In no way, shape, or form does this attack represent the American Muslim community and what we stand for as a faith community. We are as shocked and in disbelief as anyone else in this country.
Awad says that Muslim leaders in Connecticut and New York do not know the suspect, a Pakistani man who recently became a U.S. citizen. But, he says, they are cooperating with police, and he's urging those in his community to come forward if they have any leads. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
On Capitol Hill, they're moving closer to an agreement in the Senate on new regulations for the financial industry. Democratic and Republican leaders say there's a tentative deal on the framework for changes to impact Wall Street firms, but some issues remain, as do votes on some amendments. On Wall Street, stocks are lower this morning in early trading. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 50 points, the Nasdaq off 25. This is NPR News from Washington. At least three deaths are reported today in Greece, where thousands of protesters are marching. They're upset with the country's new austerity measures, agreed to as part of efforts by the European Union and the IMF to fix Greece's debt crisis. Those include cuts in pay and cuts in pensions. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reports from the streets of Athens, where security forces have been responding to tossed stones with tear gas.
The protesters swarmed into the piazza in front of Parliament and taunted MPs who were due to rubber stamp the austerity program in an emergency debate. Thieves, they chanted towards Parliament and directed obscene gestures towards MPs inside the building, challenging them to come out and face them. At one stage, a small group of demonstrators rushed the steps near the entrance in an attempt to storm the building, but they were beaten back by riot police firing pepper spray. As more people packed into the square, the mood turned even more angry. Protesters made a second attempt to get up the stairs into Parliament, and police responded with the more powerful weapons in their artillery, tear gas and deafening stun grenades. Someone defied the riot police and sprayed the words, "George, get out," a clear message to the Prime Minister.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reporting from Athens. In Thailand's capital, anti-government demonstrators are still on the streets there, despite an agreement to end the 8-week political stalemate. The red-shirt protesters say they're waiting for details of the deal before taking down their barricades. They've been calling for the resignation of Thailand's prime minister, who came to power after a military coup in 2006. The agreement calls for new elections in November if the protests are stopped. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.